सत तम कीर्तयन्तो माम इदंतश्च दुर्लभतः नमस्यन्तश्च माम भक्त्या नित्ययुक्ता उपासते। This verse, 9th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, is one of the most direct references to a chanting of the holy names within the Gita. This is of course in the 10th chapter, Yajnanam Japa Yajnosmi. This verse is saying devotees constantly glorify me, Kirtayantvam, Yatantashya Drudavrataha, and they endeavor with the determination for doing so. With devotion they bow down to me, and in this way they worship me, the Yukta Upasate. So essentially, this verse is talking about devotional service performed with determination. All of us have our own particular anathas to deal with. We cannot expect an anatha for the existence. Because these anarthas are there in our own consciousness, in our own conditionings internally from our past choices and their consequences. And they are externally present in the culture, in the environment, in the conditions in which we find ourselves in this Kali Yuga. And because of this external and internal contamination, we find ourselves subjected to repeated, relentless distraction. Contamination causes distraction, because when we are pure, then just as the Ganga moves towards the ocean, Gange Bhogamadanmati Kunti Maharani says, similarly our consciousness will move towards Krishna. But when there are contaminations, when those contaminations act as blocks and diverters of the flow of our consciousness, the contaminations, they block our consciousness from going towards Krishna, and they divert our consciousness towards other things. So in this way, we get, as Krishna says, aparita chetasa, our consciousness gets abducted away because of our attachments. So now our past conditionings, they become our present attachments. And the way to become free from these attachments, the way to become free from the contaminations, is purification. To the extent we are purified, to that extent there are no distractions for the flow of our consciousness towards Krishna. Now, what do we do? The river in and of itself does not have any power other than its own flow to break the blocks in its path. So similarly, when we are practicing Krishna consciousness, we don't have any other ways in which to break free from the blocks caused by the contamination, by the anarthas. The only way is that we concentratedly focus our thoughts on Krishna. So just as a river keeps flowing, and gradually it denudes and erodes the river away. It actually denudes and erodes the block away. So similarly, it is not easy to denude or erode the block in our consciousness that has been there for many years.
The wonderful thing about bhakti is that whereas the river just has to move towards the ocean and overcome whatever block is there, but with respect to Krishna, although Krishna exists, Krishna is like the ocean who exists at the spiritual level, but he is also merciful. And you know, that anartha block that is there, if we imagine some sort of a dam or a block, you know, it's not just we who are trying to pound it and break it from this side. That is what all that happens in the river's case. But in the case of the flow of our consciousness towards Krishna, it is Krishna also who is trying to pound and break it from the other side. Now, Krishna doesn't have to try. Krishna can break it in one moment. But Krishna doesn't want to do anything which will force us. He doesn't want to intrude on our free will. He wants to help us to the extent that we want his help. So, when we endeavor, our endeavor is not just to purify ourselves by our own means. Our endeavor is to show Krishna the sincerity and intensity of our desire to come close to him. And when we do that, then Krishna bulldozes through whatever obstacles are there, and he comes to us and he attracts us, and then our consciousness rushes through, flows through towards Krishna, towards the spiritual level. So, we have the block of the anarthas, but Krishna is coming as the holy name. And if we chant the holy name attentively, then Krishna will bulldoze through the anarthas, help us to connect with him, give us a taste of his sweetness, and then inspire us to keep charging, to rushing, keep moving, marching towards him, and ultimately attain him. So whenever we feel ourselves distracted, obstructed and distracted during our attempts to focus on Krishna, rather than becoming discouraged, if we become determined, knowing that Krishna is there to help us, then we will find that within a short time, we will start getting the taste. And that taste will gradually increase, become steadier and stronger, till ultimately all other tastes, all the contaminations, the impurities that were causing the obstructions and destruction or distractions will get removed, and we will become joyfully Krishna conscious, constantly and eventually eternally. Thank you.